A banana tree on the rugged trail toward the balcony. A child of the 20th century, a dried up Goliath and a weasel named Fiend. Far away in another place, a fading beauty named Millie Grace. A gospel singer with pox on her face and a bamboo cane to help her keep the pace. Fiend was a Buddhist prodigy. Someday he knew it would set him free, like it did for Floyd, the chimpanzee. Whoa, Fiend, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You're racing with the wheel, you're flirting with death. So have a cup of coffee and catch your breath. Whoa, Fiend, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You're racing with the wheel, you're flirting with death. So have a cup of coffee. Jumping like a kangaroo, like a beast in a cage in an old Dutch zoo. It was hopping and jumping in wooden shoes. But Floyd was jealous and alone. He wanted Billy for his own. A desperate craving in his bones. The love he said, I will not condone. Then one day on a ship to Quebec, Floyd found me and Billy. Trek. He picked up a bottle and broke off the neck. It sliced through the air and he hit the deck. Whoa, Fiend, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You wanna stay with Billy until you're dead, but you just got a bottle upside the head. Whoa, Fiend, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You wanna stay with Billy until you're dead, but you just as thin as a small string bean. She slammed him in the face with a nectary. Floyd fell back over the edge of the ship till he hung from the rail by his fingertip. Millie said, Floyd, I'll make you lose your grip. With this tiny piece of paper, I can make you slip. So Millie took that paper and did the deed. Floyd hit the water with astonishing speed as the shark circled in and began to. Thank you.